The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Time now to talk about the showdown again. Showdown 46. And unfortunately for Port Adelaide fans, did not go the way they would like. Matthew Lockin from the Port Adelaide Footy Club joins us. Matty, welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. We've talked a fair bit about the showdown. Plenty of entries inside forward 50, just unable to get any on the scoreboard.
Yeah, look, I guess that's the positive thing out of Saturday night's game is that we were able to get plenty of looks at it. But, look, Adelaide have got a really good defence. They're really well connected, and we just weren't able to capitalise on our opportunities.
Three goals in three quarters of footy. Again, what do you put that down to?
Oh, probably just a little bit. As you said, we got a fair bit of footy in there. We just weren't really, we weren't efficient enough to be able to capitalise on those opportunities. So, to Adelaide's credit, as we all know, they've got such a solid defence. And if you're not using the ball as well as what you should going inside, tends to hurt you. And they obviously rebound really well.
Do you think you're being a bit more cautious with the ball in hand again? Like, a byproduct of last year, Matty?
Oh, not by choice. I think, our game plan's been widely spoken about over the first part of the year, and we haven't changed too much in regards to the way that we wanted to play. I think it was just probably a little bit of circumstances on the weekend. It's obviously a wet game. Adelaide's pressure around the contest was really good and probably slowed us down a little bit. So I don't think necessarily we changed what we're trying to achieve. It's just, sometimes the opposition don't give you what you want.
Yeah. Just looking at your goal kicking, you're ranked 16th out of 18 teams. And when you've lost three games by under three goals. And almost all those times you've kicked under 50%. Had the same amount of scoring shots again on the weekend. Is someone going to order a bit more goal kicking practice at training? What are you doing to rectify that?
No, look, Pix, if that was the hidden secret to us winning more games, I reckon it would be an easy job, this coaching. I think, obviously we're not getting the looks and the ball in the position that we want to inside forward 50, and certainly some of the guys are, missing shots that they perhaps should kick, but that's not the difference for us, win and losing. It's more to do with our efficiency probably in our front half and our ability to be able to score, not necessarily those shots that we should kick in front.
Mm. The other problem, it appears on the weekend in particular, Marshall, Westhoff, Ryder, Lysette weren't able to really give you a target inside the forward 50. No goals between those four. When Dougal Howard went down there, he ended up kicking two, had four shots on goal in just over a quarter. You look much better. I guess you'd love to think that Charlie Dixon would be able to come back into the side and provide that option for you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We've probably been reliant on our younger guys in that front half of the ground to be able to kick us our scores. And Zach Butters obviously went out of the side this week, and Toddy obviously hasn't had a huge scoring involvement over the last couple of weeks. So, to be able to put that responsibility on guys like Connor Rosie and Aiden Johnson coming to the team, Kane Farrell, that have sort of only played under half a dozen games, 20 games, is probably a little bit unfair. So we need to find some more avenues to go, whether that's being more efficient up the ground and getting in better positions to score, or whether that's actually having a guy up in the forward line that can take a catch for us.
Charlie Dixon's been listed as indefinite for a long time. Are they close to putting a time or a date on when he might be likely to return?
No, it's probably still up in the air at the minute. He's back running, which is great. I think you would have seen that over the last couple of weeks that we've actually got him out onto the park, and he's progressing. How long that's going to be is sort of a little bit up on the air. And once he starts getting back into training, whether he can deal with the actual football training side of things. But, we're sort of hoping within the next 4 to 8 weeks that Charlie will be out playing some footy.
I reckon if any other club had these numbers, and 8 games is a fair sample size, Matty, and I got them through today. You are number one for inside 50s. You are number one for clearances. You are number one for contested ball and number one for loose ball get. So your work rate's there. You're winning it. You're just not using it. How frustrating is that? And how quick can you clean that around? Because this is about talent now, and you've got a lot out. This is about pure talent, I reckon.
Yeah, you're probably right there, Rowie. We certainly got some confidence in our guys that are coming into the side, even though they're inexperienced in regards to games played, that they can actually come in and have an impact. And as you just spoke about, we're going well in a number of areas. We just can't hit the scoreboard as efficiently as what we would like. So for us, that's the challenge for us, is to be able to change a few things going inside forward 50, whether that's personnel or structure or, get a bit of luck going our way. And we saw it a few times, but we just weren't able to take the ball on that last grab and fumbled it or messed around within the goal square and not able to score. So for us, it's not just one area. We think it's a few areas that will hopefully help us to kick more by a winning score.
Okay. Burton's hammy, how bad? And did he come in under a bit of a cloud? Because he went out early.
He come in fine. He obviously had a lighter week last week, which has been well publicised. But, he come into the game fine and obviously didn't get through the first 10 minutes or so. So the boys are only in for a light jog today. He's obviously got a slight hamstring, and we'll assess that for the remainder of the week to see how bad it is and when he gets back on the path.
Thanks for your time, Lox. Gold Coast Suns, Sunday at home, a must-win game. You guys know that. Get the other part of your game right and be happy days, because you certainly know how to win it. Okay, thanks for your time, Eddie.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Here we go. Matthew Lockin there from the Port Adelaide Footy Club, unfortunately.
They're in a world of pain until they get talent back.
Really have
I'm
the answers. They're just in front of centre, just haven't found a real
Look at the outs. Look at the outs. Mm. Now, you put Dixon back in that forward line. You put Jonah in the back line. You put Robbie Gray back in there. They just got too many soldiers down.
At the same time, though, Marshall Westhoff, Ryder, Lysette didn't kick a goal between him in front of centre. So that is an issue there. That they had the talent.
For 60 inside 50s.
69 they had.
Well, 69. There
so there's enough talent amongst those four blokes to kick one goal, you would have thought, but they just weren't able to do so.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.